This is Scientific American 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. When paleoanthropologists eat lunch with biomechanists, well, let's just say the small talk can get pretty technical.
Some of us would have a cooked potatoes, and other people would bring raw salads, and they would just spend longer time chewing their food. This got us thinking about not just the temporal amount of time that it takes to get for your food, but are they expending more energy than those who are eating cooked food?
Adam Van Casteren of the University of Manchester says, luckily, there's a machine to measure that. It's a clear chamber you slip over your head, looks like an astronaut helmet, and it measures the oxygen you breathe in versus the carbon dioxide you breathe out. That's a proxy for how much energy you're burning. Van Casteren and his colleagues got 21 volunteers to sit in that apparatus for 45 minutes, just to get a baseline on their metabolism, and then they gave them flavorless gum to chew on for 15 minutes at a time.
If you ever have to chew something for 15 minutes, it's much longer than you think. Sometimes you have to, like, remind people, keep chewing.
And boring is the key point here. I mean, it's like if you've ever chewed gum way too long and it's lost its flavor and it's just this thing, that's what the participants were chewing.
Co-author Amanda Henry of Leiden University in the Netherlands explains that rather than cooked potatoes and raw salads, they needed something with no taste or smell, because anything appetizing would set off a chain of digestive reactions. Saliva and digestive juices would start flowing, and that activity would swamp the metabolic measurements related to chewing. And those measurements were significant. Turns out chewing a soft gum boosted the volunteers' metabolic rates by 10% above baseline. A stiffer gum revved up metabolic rate by 15%.